Welcome back. Research shows that we're wired to think, feel, and act differently for people in our in-group versus out-group. Call to mind a person who feels pretty different from you, more extroverted or introverted, more type A or chill, more conscientious or less than you, maybe nicer or meaner. Someone that seems different. Now think of some ways that they're different. Choose three ways that they act differently than you do with people or at work. So you're thinking of three ways that they act differently from you. Now you're thinking of someone that's really different from you, and three ways they behave that's quite different from you. Now I'd like you to think of a few advantages to them in life for acting that way, or those ways. For an example from my life, my coworker's analness helps him have great attention to detail, and so he's a great editor. And he gets frustrated quite a bit, but he never lets things slide. It takes many different personalities, skill sets, and ways of being for healthcare to exist, technology to work, our homes to be built. So just go ahead and with this person that you're thinking of the three ways they act differently from you, think on what might be the advantage to them in their life for acting those ways, and go ahead. So you're thinking of someone that acts different from you, and thinking of any advantages to them acting in that way. We need all these different types of people to make the world go round. With 7 billion people just like you, whole systems would come to a halt and major aspects of society would never have been created or break down. We need all the differences. So let's give them the proper appreciation. Just noticing when behavior very different from ours actually works in certain ways. Appreciating differences. Knowing many other ways have worth and value. And now let's take a deep breath in and out. Thank you for joining me today. I'll see you back here again for our next session.